Join me, Rami Chweni, and my co-host Nhlakanipho Manqele at the table for another edition of Chatting Change, a lively conversation about how to navigate life's big change moments. This time, the discussion is all about landing that job, and we are joined by Mo Malele. We chat about having the freedom to manage your own time, being your own boss, and making your own rules. Chatting Change is made just for you by Bright Rock, the first ever needs matched life insurance that changes as your life changes.
Hello, I'm Nhlakanipho.
And I'm Rami.
And we're here to give you more.
Yeah, because we love you so much, so we got more love for you.
Yes, more chatting.
And more change.
And more exchanging.
And more talk.
And more of anything we want to give you more of.
Lots of energy. More energy, I mean.
Yes, because we have Mo Malele here today.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to be talking to us about being her own boss.
Yes, and how it feels like being free, being her own boss.
Doing everything on her own terms just because she can.
Yeah, and let's do it with her now.
Mm-hmm. Here's Mo.
Being your own boss, Okima.
Well, that's me. That's me. It's you. It's all of us.
Yeah. And how do you do that? How was it the first time you started being your own boss?
Liberating. I'm on my own time all the time. You know, I do what I want to do. I'm constantly chasing my own goals, my own dreams. But you know, the interesting thing about being on your own hustle is that you learn to constantly live outside of your comfort zone, which is something a lot of people struggle with. You know, so you have to actually learn to constantly be anxious, but like live with it and find joy in that in that space. So that's like the liberating part about things.
But then doing your own thing, being your own boss, I'm just wondering, when I'm more, have you actually done conventional work? Like, have you worked in an office? Have you just like sat there for 8 hours in front of a computer or probably worked at a retail store and then you thought like, this is not cut out for me? Or were you just like, I know, I just don't want to do anything that everyone else wants to do.
No, interestingly enough, I actually have a finance and accounting degree. And way back in my youth, when I
must be a long time ago.
Yeah, like in your nappies or something.
It was a long time ago. Like, I just recently celebrated my 10-year high school reunion. So varsity graduation was about, what, five years ago? Yeah. So back in my youth.
Okay.
I'm officially in my late 20s now. So when people ask me how old I am,
late
I have
20s.
To tell them in my late 20s, like kora to
30. Kora to 30.
And that's like a lot to deal with.
It's
a lot to process. So let's not go there because, you know, then we'll go there. So composure. So I have a finance degree, finance and accounting. I call myself actually a failed CA or a CA dropout because I was on the CA stream. Okay. I have like one or two credits to becoming a chartered accountant and then actually doing articles.
But then you're almost there.
But then I left that stream because I never wanted to actually be a banker or be a CA. So
where
I left the stream.
How did you choose it in the first place?
So I left the stream and I decided to take a job at a company called Procter & Gamble in their marketing department. They had an opening and they were like, we want you. And I was like, I want you to want me. And I took the gig. This was back in like end of 2015.
Wow.
Yeah. And I spent about almost three years there in their marketing division. I worked on some of the biggest brands they've got. And it was a lot of fun. But that was my 9 to 5. It was 9 to 5 or 9 to whenever the work is done. This is the thing about 9 to 5.
Marketing does
You know, like it's 9 to whenever the work is done.
Most of the time work starts at 8. I get the 9 part myself.
This is true. But I was like one of those kids who was like, no.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The marketing kids, we find a way to make our own rules even within the rule, you know, box.
Yeah.
So that was my 9 to 5, you know, time. And in that time, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. Like I always, so I actually used that opportunity to gain as many skills that I could.
Yeah.
As much experience and as many connections and just to learn as much as I could within that 3 year period to then eventually when I go out on my own, I at least have a base to start off of, which is something I still do encourage a lot of young entrepreneurs to find a way to do it. Whether you're using the university of YouTube or you're constantly Googling or you're going to networking sessions.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Or you're learning from your mates who are in the 9 to 5, you know, space and they're kind of coaching.
Learning.
But you have to find a way to expedite your learning as an entrepreneur.
But now, what confuses a lot of wannabe entrepreneurs is they don't know when to get out. You know, like now you just said, you get connections, you gather a bit of, you know, clientele nyana, yeah. people that you can actually get hold of when you decide to go out on your own. Mm. But sometimes I know, I saw a tweet yesterday when someone said, guys, you won't believe this. This lady who sits next to my desk just packed everything and said, bye, I'm out.
Jesus.
And they're like, so what are you going to do? She's like, I'll figure it out when I get there.
Yes.
And this woman was so shaken. And they're like, oh, no, I don't think she's going to make it. And I was like, no, we all did that. That is very familiar. And another lady who has her own advertising company said that's how her company started. She got to the office, made coffee, sat in front of her laptop, started to work. And then next thing, she's like, you know what? In fact, I'm just going to pack my stuff and leave. And 10 years later, she's a very successful business woman with a lot of accolades and awards and this and this and that. But now, let's talk about you and being able to say, I know I could have been a chartered accountant, made a lot of money, and, you know, being secure, stable and all of that. Because I know when you're like an entrepreneur and all of that, you don't get all those beautiful benefits that come with a 9-to-5.
Yes.
So the risks... The nervousness, the fear, the worry of then what happens from here onwards. How did you deal with that?
So for me, getting out of corporate, to be honest with you, my thing was I got to a point where I thought that I hit a ceiling in my work and in my growth. And for me, growth comes above all else. Like personal growth. Salary growth is something different. I can go anywhere and get money. But if I'm not growing, I'm actually falling behind. Because the truth is, the world is moving at such a faster rate. Things are changing at a faster rate than
that's
ever.
True. That's true.
So if you, on a personal level, are not growing, the world is leaving you behind at a faster rate than ever. Yeah. And you're not going to be able to catch up.
Yeah.
Hashtag Nokia. You know, you don't want to be the Nokia of your personal brand.
Yeah.
So that for me was the first thing. I've hit a ceiling. And I can either stay here and try to find a way to expand that ceiling. But then I'm going to hit a ceiling again within a year or two. And then I'm going to have to, again, start the whole process of asking for a new assignment or whatnot. So then at that point, I was like, you know what? When I came into this gig, I told myself that I actually only want to be here for about 2 to 3 years. And I want to actually use the opportunity to do a smash and grab of skills and then be deuces. So then I said that when I got into the gig in the first place. So when I got to that point, the universe now was saying, okay, it's time for you to move on. So the universe was actually pushing me tacitly into that space.
Did it take those 3 years you had actually initially decided on?
Yeah.
Wow.
So towards those 3 years, towards the end of the 3 years, that's when I started hitting the ceiling. And then that's when people outside of that space started engaging with me about, dude, would you be interested in coming and joining our team for this project? You know, what do you think about this? Do you want to maybe consult? Do you want to just drop us a couple of ideas? Have you, like, check out this brief? And so I was getting more and more of those questions coming along my way. And I just started, I gave into it and I engaged with it. And so my first job out of the 9-to-5 space was I worked for a mid-level startup. They're about 5 or 10 years in the industry, 5 to 10 years in the industry. And I headed up their business development division and I did that for 12 months. And after that, interesting enough, from that gig, I then met my current partners right now. Where we all, now we have our own agency, we have our own marketing agency. And from that, I also met my other partner for my tech startup. I met him through a meeting where he was actually meeting to propose some sort of business to us, like a partnership.
It's like you're always in tune. It's like your ears on the ground
all the time.
You've got to be open to everything.
All the time. But now, because this is all about having the freedom to do what you want, whenever you want. But then I sense a pattern in you of setting timelines, setting goals, like preparing. Because sometimes you think just because it's free, it can be whenever. I can wake up at 10, go to bed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, have a 3-hour lunch. But I feel like I get the sense that even in the freedom of doing whatever you want, you still set your goals. There's a lot of discipline that comes with the freedom that you want. You know?
And here's the funny thing about freedom that people don't actually understand or often think about. That the more disciplined you are, the more freedom you will have.
Exactly.
That is
the more structure you have, the more freedom you will have.
Yes, that is true.
Because you won't constantly be chasing yourself or your team around. You won't constantly be, you know, running around like a headless chicken. You have structure. So You know when things are going wrong.
Understanding of how long it takes you to do certain things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing people don't understand about being an entrepreneur. People think, oh, I get to like wake up at 12 noon and then go for brunch with my friends. Mm. I mean, that only happens for trust fund kids, by the way. Entrepreneurs don't live that life.
Trust
fund kids live that life of, oh, do Pilates at like 1, and we'll do like a late lunch.
Things
at, like,
we have 3. To work to be able to
you
do.
You know, they will be like early for like happy hour. Like, Happy hours between 5 and 7. You know what I'm doing at 5 and 7.
That's when you're working hard.
I'm working hard, I mean, I do have the freedom to be like, I'm going to work till 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'll only come into the office at like 12.
Yeah.
But then I let my team know and my partners know that, listen, this is the situation. Like right now, I'm here now. We're having this, you know, amazing discussion.
Yeah.
I have the freedom to be here right now.
Yeah.
But now you guys are an established company. So, I mean, as you say, you guys have your partners and you'd be doing your projects and all of that. When does it stop feeling like a 9-to-5? Does it ever? Or do you... still feel like you're doing your own thing and you're just free?
No, we're constantly doing our own thing.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of, you know, the ecosystem that we have built and we are continuing to build. That within our company and within us as partners and with the employees and all the teams, we encourage people to go out and do you.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, within our team of you know, employees, we have people who want to become musicians, they want to be DJs.
Yeah.
So we encourage them to be like, listen, when you've got leave days, go and be in studio, go and record.
And pursue that dream.
Will also help with the creative space, that creative freedom and having that creative space helps them to now bring that energy back into the company.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they actually end up doing what they like, what they love, what moves them. Then it's easy then to feed into other things that is more structured. Mm. But I also wanted to say, because Mo can talk. You can talk for a living. But then
I can
vlog.
I can talk for a living.
I think you both can, but
you know what? Like, can you just like focus?
We love Mo.
Focus.
We love.
So Mo.
Yeah.
So you also do a lot of you blog, you vlog, you talk to a lot of people, and I'm just wondering, like, what has been some of the conversations that has that have captivated you, that you actually, that have completely blown your mind, that said to you, in fact, I'm glad that I chose to do this. Because I'm talking about blogging and vlogging, because people will comment and then they'll come and bring different problems and ask for solutions. Yeah. But do you have any particular story that you can think of right now that I've vlogged this, and then next thing, this person said, and it blew me completely away?
I've actually got two stories. Well, I've got a couple, but I'll focus on these particular two ones. So the one is about a year ago, when I started my blog, one of my first topics was self-love.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so I blogged about self-love, and the whole idea was actually to give people actionable, not steps, but pillars that help you get to a point where you're truly, madly, deeply in love with yourself.
With yourself.
And that's what I call truly, madly, deeply in love with yourself. Yeah. And then everything else can come from there. Yeah. And the response from that was very positive, because you notice that, you know, for all of the resources and the money and the life that people live and, you know, what I call the floss and gloss and so forth, if nothing that you are bringing out to the world is coming from something that is deep within you, you will constantly be building your life on unstable ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you'll constantly be looking towards the world to validate your dreams.
What you're doing
to validate
right.
the work that you're doing, to validate your blog post, to validate your music, to validate your business.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. And as soon as the world says, no,
we don't like it.
Everything
crashes.
It's a lot.
Don't
what am I going to do?
And the truth is, we live in a world where everybody has an opinion about everything.
Mm. Yeah.
And you guys are in the public eye a lot, so you guys would know that people feel like they know you.
Yeah.
And that they have a right to your life.
Absolutely.
And a right to tell you what you're doing is good, what you're doing is not. So if you don't have a base of self-love, those things will actually in the end tear you down.
Yeah.
So the response I received from that was actually very positive. You know, I had like young kids coming and telling me that, yo, dude, that was actually very deep. Yeah. It's made me think a lot about my university experience and, you know, how my lecturer's opinions or how the test results affect me, you know. And another story that I've got is Since like March, I've actually been working with a bursary fund, mm-hmm. and I do some content production for them. Mm. So I basically write inspirational notes and material for their students.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it goes onto their website and Facebook and so forth. And we talk about all sorts of things. We talk about failure, anxiety, mm-hmm. loneliness, depression,
yeah.
you know. And I've been doing this for a couple of months now, like I said, since March. And just recently, well, I mean, we've had really like positive feedback, like yeah. the growth on their Facebook page has grown. So we've doubled their reach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, engagement is quite rich.
Yeah.
But for me, something changed last week when a student actually DM'd me on Facebook and was like, "Yo, I saw your note. This is my name. I'm from this institution. This is where I'm studying, and I've got a problem with my bursary and the funding accommodation, and things are rough right now, and I'm really stressed." You know, and I was like, okay, explain your story to me. So he explained the issue to me, and I was like, listen, this is where I can help you. These are the people you need to talk to. But I was like, listen, above all else, these things that are worrying you are external of the reason you are at the institution.
True.
Do not lose focus. All of these things, hashtag this too shall pass, is what I always say.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, these issues you're having are tiny.
Yeah.
You know, in the grand scheme of getting your degree and getting out of the system so you can open up the doors for the other kids who need to take up your space.
Yeah.
Moving into the working space, whether that is a 9-to-5 or you want to do your own thing.
Yeah.
And then coming back and pulling people back. So keep, like, always remember the bigger picture of why you came to here in the first place.
Mm. Absolutely. You know? Wow.
That's so amazing.
That's beautiful.
The freedom of being an entrepreneur is the fact that you get to work on the projects you want to work on.
Yeah.
You know, and you get to choose what you want to work with.
And when you work on the projects and choose what you want to choose to change or to impact or to, you know, I mean, with the young people, usually bursary fund, we're always thinking about, it's about the money.
Yeah.
And here you are dealing with people who've got emotional issues, emotional baggage. And we love that. That is the kind of change that you bring. And that is why we have these kind of conversations to be like, okay, just when you thought you're doing the basic, the basic is actually what is changing people's lives. And we like you, Mo. We love you a lot.
So much.
I love
and
you
we
guys.
Love how emotions are important to you. Emotions are important,
you know,
guys.
Look, this is like emotions are important.
No, they're very important.
Look at him look at him loving on you.
I'm so emotional now.
I'm loving the love, so keep it coming.
listen.
I'm in love with myself and socially everybody
love
else.
The love. We love the love, but babes, we got to go.
We have to bounce. Oh, man. We have to love.
But it's been real. Right.
No,
I hope people like
I mean, if we must.
You.
If we have
yeah,
to.
We have
to. We've got more side hustles to go to. We have to.
Mo, stop it. Mo, stop it. Mo, enough now. Enough now. We are out of here because Mo will not stop.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mo. It's enough.
Yeah, it is fine.
It's enough.
No, shh.
We hope you've enjoyed Chatting Change, made just for you by Bright Rock, the first ever needs-matched life insurance that changes as your life changes. For more needs-matched content like Chatting Change, visit changeexchange.co.za.